Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
We bring in host of the Political Power Hour, WTMJ's Steve Scafidi, who was pressed into action with that verdict on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, busy news day, of course. Everybody was talking about it. Donald Trump, 34 felony counts. And I had the great fortune to spend a couple hours with some great guests last night. We brought back some of the great content that was done earlier by John and Julia. Obviously, a landmark day in our country's history. First president convicted of a crime, 34 felony counts. So it was an interesting night. We're going to be talking about that for the next hour with Bill McCosh and Joe Sopecki. Bill joined me last night. Bill's a Republican strategist, former chief of staff for Tommy Thompson during his tenure as Wisconsin governor. And Bill used the term national disgrace, sad for America. And in many ways, whatever your politics are, I think that's the right way to look at it. There's, you know, cheerleading for any of this is probably not a good look by either side.
We have gotten a lot of texts this morning, and the resounding theme, as you mentioned, is tired and sad.
Yeah, it's just not a good look. This is a serious moment. Whatever you think about the New York case, the charges that were brought, financial transactions between a candidate at the time and a porn star, I mean, salacious details. Whenever the National Enquirer is involved in anything, it's going to be have that feel and that ugliness to it. But the end of the day, a jury of his peers in New York State said he was guilty, and they only spent 12 hours deliberating. And by the way, there was two attorneys on that jury. I'm guessing they know their way around the law, and they were able to sort out the details in a pretty quick fashion.
The open question as to whether or not the former president would do jail time is interesting. I would, if I had to say percentage-wise basis, about 70% of the people, experts, pundits that I'm hearing from are suggesting that is absolutely out of the question. There is some percentage you say, it could be, and they're weighing some of the former president's behavior in court during the trial, his dust-ups with the judge. How do you see that playing out?
I don't see him spending a moment in a jail cell. Now, I do see a judge who is not going to be very kind to him after the treatment he's received, and that really probably shouldn't play into it. But as we know, everyone has some sort of a vengeful piece of their brain that says, you know what, this is someone needs to be punished for his actions. Now, what do I think will happen to Donald Trump if these convictions stand at some point? Because we have sentencing July 11th. We'll find out then what the penalty will be. I don't think he's going to spend a moment in a jail cell, but I do think he'll be confined, limited in his actions and maybe his travel. And for a person running for president, that's not a good thing.
That's an interesting point. As for right now, you know, we talked with ABC News' Peter Haralambos, who has been covering the trial gate to gate. There are no additional restrictions on the former president's movement at the moment. He has to wait for that sentencing.
Right.
So in the meantime, he can hit the campaign trail. In fact,
he will
do hard already last night.
Yeah, yes. He's not going to waste any time between now and July 11th. A fascinating thing, and I think I was talking with one of my teammates yesterday afternoon, right before I jumped on the air at 6. This is all happening, the sentencing, right before the RNC comes to Wisconsin. And we've already, you know, we all consider this a moment in the sun, right? This is our big moment to shine. All eyes. I got a call from the BBC at 11 o'clock last night asking me to comment on this. That's how big this story is. The RNC is coming to Milwaukee. And 1 week prior, the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, will be sentenced for 34 felony counts. Big, big story.
We expect to hear from former President Trump. He's asked reporters to gather outside Trump Tower in New York for remarks at 10 o'clock our time. The Political Power Hour with WTMJ's Steve Scafidi up next here on WTMJ.